Local blood drive organizers are preparing for potential changes to the Food and Drug Administration's policies for blood donations by men who have sex with men. The FDA has proposed using individual HIV risk assessments rather than requiring that men who have sex with men not have sexual contact for 3 months. Amanda Ma is the vice president of the University of Illinois Blood Club, a group that helps organize campus blood drives. She says she's hopeful the change will bring out more donors who were previously ineligible.
So I've had people that has come up to us really interested in donating blood, but obviously can't because of the previous guidelines. Even we have people in the club that aren't able to do so because of the same reason.
The policies are still under review and are open for public comment on the FDA's website until the end of March.